We continue with Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We're going to begin at the two dots, approximately 20 lines from the top of the page. The Gemara now analyzes the last section of the Braisa, which we'd seen. The Braisa said, "V'shavin b'sukos hachag b'chag shehi asura," that everyone agrees that there's no machlokas regarding the status of the walls or wood which is connected to a sukkah on sukkahs itself, that it is prohibited. However, if a tanai, if a stipulation is made beforehand, so then we would follow whatever that stipulation was. It says the Gemara, "Umi mahani ba tanai?" Is it true that a tanai, a condition, a stipulation that is made, would then permit one to go ahead and to make use of wood that was designated to be part of the sukkah? After all, "Vamar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Kiva minayin laatzi sukkah shasur in kol shiva." Didn't Rav Sheshes teach in the name of Rabbi Kiva? How do we know that Atzei Sukkah, that the wood that is used for a sukkah, is going to be usher for all of sukkahs? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem. The Pasuk says that the Yom Tov of sukkahs is 7 days, LaShem, for Hashem. And how do we understand that? Betanya was told in Brais, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Minayin Shekashem Shechol Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kach, Kol Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. How do we know that just as Shem Shemayim, literally just as the name of Hashem, Kedusha, is Chal on the Chagiga, on the Korban Chagiga, so too Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah itself. Tamid Lomar, so the Braisa quotes this Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah Shevas Yomim LaShem. Ma Chag LaShem, just as the Chag, literally meaning the Korban Chagiga, is considered to be Hekdesh LaShem, it's sanctified to Hashem, Av Sukkah LaShem, so too, the Sukkah has this special status of being like Hekdesh. It's considered to be completely sanctified for the purpose of the mitzvah, perhaps above and beyond that which we find by a normal mitzvah. So the Gemara essentially says, how then does a Tanai work? A Tanai, a condition, perhaps can work by a typical mitzvah, where there's no chalos shem shemayim, but over here, as the Gemara says, that there's this special designation of the sukkah, that the atzei sukkah become ke'ein, like hekdesh, so how then does a tanai remove this prohibition, this iser of using the atzei sukkah? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Menashe Brei D'Rava, Seifa Asan L'Sukkah D'Alma. The Brei D'Rava says, you're right, that the Braisa which says over here that a Tanai works, that's talking about a Sukkah the Alma. That's just talking about a regular Sukkah, meaning a regular hut for everyday use of a Sukkah the Mitzvah. If, however, we're talking about a Sukkah that is used for the purpose of Mitzvah on Sukkahs, Lomahani Ba Tanai, so no condition whatsoever will help. So at this point, the Gemara essentially says that a Tanai cannot remove the Isser, that when it comes to a sukkah, on sukkahs, so any tanai is not going to remove the issa that's going to apply to the atzei sukkah, because of this drasha, chag ha-sukkah shivas yamim la-shem, k'shem she'chol shem shemayim al ha-chagiga, kach chol shem shemayim al ha-sukkah. So it says the Gemara, v'sukkah the mitzvah lo, is it true that when it comes to a sukkah that is actually used for the mitzvah, so a tanai does not work? V'tanya, we learn in another braisa, sikhcha k'halacha, k'huchasaf. A person goes ahead, and he covers the sukkah with schach in accordance with the halacha, v'itra b'kramim u'b'sadina matzuyarim, and he goes ahead and he decorates the sukkah using colored cloth and other types of materials and linens, v'tala b'agozim, shkedim, afarsikim, rimonim, parchili, anovim. He goes ahead and he hangs all sorts of fruits and nuts and almonds and peaches and pomegranates and grapes, yenos, shmonim uslasos. He hangs as well bottles of wine and oil and fine flour, va'ataros shibalim, or he goes ahead and he hangs reeds of grain. In all these cases, also lihistapik mihen ad motzoi yom tov achron shochag. Person is not permitted to go ahead and make any use of these materials, these fruits, these nuts, the wine and the oil, etc. He cannot use any of this whatsoever until the conclusion of yom tov achron shochag. V'himhisna lehem. But if he made it tonight, hakol lefi tano, then we would follow his stipulation. If he made it tonight and said, I intend to go ahead and to make use of this at some point over Yom Tov, he'd be permitted to do so. So it says, what do you see from this braisa? even when it comes to not a sukkah di alma, even when it comes to a sukkah the mitzvah, we see that if you make a tanai beforehand, stipulating that you reserve the right at any point of Yom Tov to go ahead and to make use of these materials, these particular foods, fruits, whatever the case is, so then you are permitted to go ahead and partake of it, and the Isser would not apply. So how do we reconcile this with the conclusion the Gemara just reached right above, where the Gemara says, no, when it comes to a sukkah the mitzvah, so a tanai doesn't work. So says Gemara, Abai v'rabba damat revayu, ba'omer eni bodem lihem kol bein hashmashos, de l'chol kedusha alayu. Aval at sisuk, de l'chol kedusha alayu, iskatzoi l'sheva. So in this case, the Gemara says, perhaps we're talking about a person who says, eni bodel mehem, meaning I do not separate myself from them, literally. I do not let go. I do not intend to give these decorations over entirely for the mitzvah throughout the entire period of Bein Hashmashos, in which case, L'chala Kedusha Alayu, right? The way that the special designation of Atzi Sukkah, in this case, the Noi Sukkah, the decorations, would take place, would be that prior to Bein Hashmashos, prior to the beginning of Sukkot, a person goes ahead and he lets go. He intends to completely go ahead and designate the Noi Sukkah for the Sukkah, so then a Tanai would not work. However, if he does not actually go ahead and separate himself from them, Bein Hashmashos, so then there's no Kedusha that's Chal upon them. When it comes, however, to the Atzi Sukkah, so then Chal Kedusha Layu, so then this Kedusha, the sanctification does make place, and then this Katsoy L'Shiva is going to remain Hukta L'Mitzvah for all 7 days. It says the Gemara, Umay Shno Mehodi Itmar Hifrish Shiva Esrogim L'Shiva Sayomim. How is it different than that which it says that if a person goes ahead and he separates seven Esrogim, one for each of the 7 days of Sukkot, so in that case, what's the din? So over there, Amarab, Rab says, Kol Achas V'Achas Yotzeba. A person can go ahead and fulfill his mitzvah with each and every one of them. I mean, he can use one each day. V'ochel li'alter. And he can go ahead and eat that esrog immediately. V'asi omar kol achas yotzei ba. He could fulfill the mitzvah with each one on its day. V'ochel l'machor. And he could eat it the next day. However, bein l'rav, bein l'ravasi, everybody agrees that the tanai, the stipulation that's made on the esrog, is enough to prevent the esrog from becoming usur until the end of Sukkot. So why is it that the Atzei Sukkah would be different? Right? We may just made a distinction between the Noi Sukkah and the Sukkah, but why is it when it comes over here to esrog, which of course applies to lulav as well, typically people don't eat lulavim. When it comes to esrog, a person can go ahead and designate an esrog beforehand for each day, and then he's permitted to go ahead, and at some point, according to Rav, immediately that day, according to Ravasi, later the next day, but at some point, you can go ahead and you can actually eat of the esrog. So how is that different over here than the Atzei Sukkah? So it says, Gemara, Hasam, the mystical leilos miyamim. The difference is as follows. When it comes to the dalet minim, when it comes to an esrog, so there's a separation anyway between night and day, because the mitzvah of dalet minim only applies during the day. There's no mitzvah to take the dalet minim at night. So, kol chad v'chad yoma mitzvah b'yapinav shehu. And so therefore, we say that each and every day is considered to be a separate mitzvah, and therefore, the status, the iser of it being huksel mitzvah on one day, does not carry over to the next day. But hach over here, when it comes to the sukkah, to lemifsikul elitz miyamim, there is no automatic separation between days, because the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah applies straight for 7 days. There's no break whatsoever. So therefore, kula yomi kichad yom arichta dami. Then we view the entire 7 days, the entire Yom Tov, as being, in this respect, a yom arichta, one long continuous day. And therefore, since we do not have built into the mitzvah itself this natural break from one day to the next, so therefore, once it's huksel mitzvah from the onset of Yom Tov, so that status continues straight until the end of Yom Tov.